TQST, QST, QST. This is Mike, WB6CLZ, acting as net control for the Tech Tuesday net. This net is conducted at 1900 hours on Tuesday evenings on the K6BB repeater. This repeater is solely owned, operated, and maintained by the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club. We wish to thank the BBARC for the use of the repeater for this net. The purpose of this net is to provide and promote technical knowledge, education, information, and also a gateway to spark interest in various technical aspects of amateur radio. Before we continue, is there any emergency or priority traffic for the net? Please call WB6CLZ. Oh, that's a good thing. Are there any bulletins or announcements of interest to the net? Please call WB6CLZ.
This is K6ALL. Information. At about 728, the International Space Station and the Space Shuttle Discovery should be visible. Climbing out of the northwest. K6ALL.
Very interesting. Okay, well, I hope I can sneak out and take a look at that. Maybe Tom will break in here and give me a break. Very interesting. Well, thank you very much for that information. Also, I don't know if anybody knows this or not, but we had a missile go up from Vandenberg that had three ham radio satellites on it, and they had to blow it up. It wasn't on its proper trajectory, and so we lost three of our amateur satellites. Probably we'd be up in orbit and working now, so hopefully they'll get that all taken care of and we'll get them back online. Risa? Anyway, we're going to continue on tonight. Last week on Tech Tuesday, we were talking about the government trying to take away and auction off our 70 centimeter band, which is not really a good idea. And that would be HR 607. I had said that I would provide information. Anybody that has, first of all, anybody that has internet access, we'll have you go to ARRL.org, and when that page comes up, go to regulatory and advocacy and click on that. Then there's a little section down to the right, and it says ARRL asks members to write in opposition to HR 607. From there, you can access the bill itself, sample letters for your representatives and congresspeople, and in contact information for the House of Representatives and the U.S. Senate. Reset. And for anybody that doesn't have internet access, I have contact information for your local representatives. I've got it here all throughout Southern California. So if anybody that doesn't have internet access needs that information, we'll take a little break now, and I will read off the contact information if you want to give them a call, and then you can get a little more information as to how to send this to them. So anybody that needs that, please go ahead. This is WB6CLZ with the Tech Tuesday Net.
Info.
Go ahead, Info. Come back with your call and your name, please.
Yeah, Mike, this is Bill, KD6LAN. FYI, for anybody out there that wants that information, it is readily available in the Big Bear Grizzly. They put it out there on a regular basis. Just FYI, in case somebody up here in Big Bear Valley wants to get that information readily.
Thanks, Bill. I really appreciate that. I was not aware of that, so that's kind of cool. I've got information for all of Southern California here, from San Diego up above to Bakersfield. So if anybody needs that, like I say, we'll give another break here, and I'll be more than happy to disseminate that. Okay, well, I know Tom, our moderator, is in process of moving, and and he's on his way up. Let's see if Tom wants to check in and say a few words here and help us get this guy rolling. And if not, we'll move right along. KF6Q, are you around?
Hey, Mike. KF6Q here. Hey, thanks again for the second week in a row of hosting the net. Right here in Mentone, stopping just for a second, but we're going to get a little scratchy. We're a little bit behind where I thought I'd be. We'd be up by Angeles Oaks right now, but that's okay. But we can listen in there, and great information there. As far as this bill goes, we want to get this thing shot down and thrown away. It's just not good as far as we're concerned, as hams are. So possibly if they eliminate that one section out, the rest of it could be good. But anyway, Mike, back to you. And I'll be listening in here, and I will kind of bounce in there when I can. WB6CLZ with an ad. KF6Q.
Hey, Tom, thanks again. KF6Q, WB6CLZ. And, you know, I forgot my DX report. Golly, I got to give that. Anyway, cycle 24 is up and rolling, guys. We had 122 sunspots today, so that's pretty good. That supports pretty good propagation. I was on 10 meters playing around and worked some South America, I worked a VE3 up in Canada, in Ontario, Canada, all around. So the bands are starting to rock and roll. You guys with tech licenses, get yourself a 10-meter rig and start joining in on the fun. Everybody else, it's time. It's time to party. So, we've got some nasty stuff coming our way. We had a CME, a coronal mass ejection, and possibility of some solar flares. So, it's going to be up and down, but we have got some good sunspots that are going to support some good propagation here in the near future. So, time to party. Anyway, reset. Hey, I do have a copy of the letter to the representative as ARRL presents it, and I'd be happy to read it. I'd rather not, but I will if anybody wants me to read that to them, or if I would be happy to mail copies out, or we want to try to save on the postage, but somebody that doesn't have internet access, any way I could get it to you, I'd be more than happy to do that. So anyway, that's about where we are right now, and does anybody have any questions or comments? Please come now. This is WB6CLZ.
Yeah, Mike, I have a comment. AF6ZJ here. Could I get a late check-in? Sorry, I was late.
Hi, you're in good shape because I'm not taking check-ins. Tom is on the road right now, and so I'm doing the net. I don't have the check-in list, and we're just kind of going to run this loose and probably a real short net tonight. We were just kind of following up on last week's session regarding the HR 607, the Broadband First Responders Act of 2011. So that's about where we are. Guy, did you have any other comments though? While you got it.
Well, unfortunately, I'm a pessimist on this issue because that seems to be the main business interest these days is electronics and broadband. And so I could see all the industries out there eyeballing the ham bands, unfortunately. But that's just me being pessimistic. Back to you.
I always try to be an optimist, but yeah, I have a little pessimism on it myself. I enjoy ham radio quite a bit. We would hate to lose that band. Okay, anybody else with any questions or comments? If not, we'll wind this guy up. So come on out there if you've got anything. This is WB6CLZ with the Tech Tuesday Net.
L.A.N.
Go, Bill.
Yeah, Mike, I kind of made the comment last week, and I think I'd like to reiterate it. Especially in light of what's going on now. 440, 70 centimeters, whatever you want to call it, is really an important band, especially as far as emergency communications go. for the ECS and for some other members I was affiliated with down in Long Beach. They use it quite extensively down there. Reset. Anyway, I think to really close the door on some of these guys, if we can show that it is important to us and it is widely used, they may have second thoughts about taking it away from us. And I can only say again what I said last week, that maybe we need to start using it a little bit more up here. And urge our fellow hams to use it more. Maybe that'll get the point across. Thanks for letting me vent, KD6LAN.
With that, Bill, I have a question for you, being background with law enforcement. I was asked a question by KD6KDK and KD6KDL today regarding why they would want that particular band. And if I'm not mistaken, a lot of the police departments use frequencies in that particular band, in the 450 megahertz band, 460. So it would be easy to modify their equipment to use our frequencies. Is that correct, or do you have any information on that?
Comment?
That's correct. The band that RPD was using in Long Beach was real close to it, if not part of it, and our fire department was the same way, and all of our emergency communications down there in Long Beach was within that band, and I don't know if people are aware of it, but Long Beach has one of the or had, I presume they still do, have one of the best and most widespread emergency communication systems in Southern California. So I'm not saying that they're pushing it, but if their system is so well known, that may be why they're trying to take that band away from us.
Roger that. I appreciate that. There was also a comment. Please come with your call and name.
This is K6ALL. If you read the bill, you will see that they are after all of the spectrum from 420 to 512. They plan the bill will move public service with police and fire, you know, en masse out of that spectrum. This is basically a bill for radio salesmen. Bill makes no mention of amateur radio use whatsoever. It's all public safety. K6ALL.
Thanks, I really appreciate that. Yeah, the way I kind of read bits and pieces is I thought we would save the upper 10 megahertz of the 440 band, but apparently that is not correct, then, if that's a fact, and I'm sure it is. Okay, well, thanks, I appreciate that. Any other comments, questions, or anything we can handle here on Tech Tuesday tonight? This is WB6CLZ. The name is Mike.
Hey, Harold.
Go ahead, Harold.
Oh, Riverside Fire and Police are both right in that 450, 460. And our previous chief of police down here, I was told, I don't know firsthand, but I was told by a reliable source that he had his, I know for a fact that he had his cops out getting their licenses. And some of the units in the police cars apparently had been opened up so that they would operate on our 440. And the way I know they were licensed because on my scanner all of a sudden I would hear somebody ask about another cop and one of them would say, well, what is his call sign? And that was a dead giveaway rather than designator. 86 field.
Yeah, roger that. Well, that's interesting there. Let's see. Any other comments or questions?
But you don't have another speaker. I have another item that's not related to this, but it is ham radio, if you're interested.
WB6CLZ with a Tech Tuesday Net. Well, go ahead, Harold. We'll throw it up in the air and see what happens. Go ahead.
Okay, I ran across a website called GeorgiaCopper.com, and they sell strats and strip and a tanned braid for grounding. But the interesting part was the fact that they have a lot of links that go for everything that you can think of grounding off. And for AC, DC, RF, lightning, they have one article on how to properly ground your broadcast tower, your commercial broadcast tower, if you happen to have one in your backyard. That was the part that I found the most interesting. 86
feel. Thanks, Harold. And that is GeorgiaCopper.com. Well, I wish I had a broadcast tower in my backyard. I don't think my neighbors would like it. We could sure play really good on 160 meters. Okay, well, I'm going to see if Tom's out there and if he has anything else to say before we shut this turkey down, unless somebody else has comments. So we're going to turn it over and see if Tom has a last word or has anything to say. KF6Q, go ahead. Okay, it sounds like he's in that no man's land area where you just can't hit the repeater no matter what you do. Okay, well, before I shut her down, one last chance. Anybody, please come. This is WB6CLZ with Tech Tuesday Net.
WA6FIZ.
There's my breakfast partner, Mickey, WA6FIZ. Go ahead.
I want to let you know that I'm listening and interested in what's going on. And keep up the good work. WB6CLZ, WA6FIZ.
Hey, Mickey, well, I was just about to shut it down. Do you have any other comments or anything you'd like to say?
A copy of the list of contact information was in the Grizzly, and I'm trying to figure out how I can copy it, put it on the internet so that anybody that wants it, I could send them a copy. I think I can do it. And anyway, I'll give it a try, and if I can, anybody that needs a copy, it goes all the way from the president to the last one down here, the Mountain Area Regional Transit Authority. So it's a very good list to have on hand. WA6FIZ.
Hey, Mickey, thanks a lot. Yeah, it'd be nice to send it to everyone. CC everyone on the list, Mickey. Okay, well, one more chance, and then I'm going to close her down, guys. We'll have a real short one here tonight. This is WB6CLZ with a Tech Tuesday Night.
You know, Mike, you're doing a great job there. KJ6BCM. I did go to that link you gave me, and yes, I am on board, so... Thanks a lot, Bellink, and that info was good. So just want to check in with you there, my friend, and you're doing a great job, as always, no matter what net it is. So I'll let you go. I don't want to tie the repeater and tie you up any more longer. So you take care, and KJ6BCM, I'll be clear.
Hey, Craig, thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Okay, guys, well, I think we covered it, and, yeah, speaking about going back to your copper site, the GeorgiaCopper.com, we probably will, since lightning season's coming up here pretty soon, we probably will do a session on grounding here in the near future, so that's a good one that we'll keep in the repertoire here, so we'll have that. Okay, guys, well, great information tonight, and thanks to everyone that had comments for this net. So, QST, 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 this is Mike, WB6CLZ, closing the net at 1919, which is 0319 Zulu time. Okay, everybody, thank you. Sand 73s. We'll see you on next Tuesday.
Good comment, Mike.
Hey, Harold, go ahead.
Yeah, for the most complete information you can get on lightning protection, I think polyphaser would be your best bet. Just type in polyphaser and it'll come up. They did all the work for NASA for the space shuttles and all the stuff they're sending up. 86 beyond.
Hey, Harold, thanks. Appreciate that. I know Mark W6MRK was an aficionado of polyphasers. I think he had a bucket full of those things. But, you know, another good way to protect yourself from lightning is the ARRL Equipment Insurance Program. That's a pretty good program. And if you've got, which most of us do, rigs that are, you don't want to pay the money to have repaired or replaced, that's probably a good option. Okay, guys, 73s, and we'll see you next Tuesday. This is WB6CLZ.
Hey, WB6CLZ, KJ6KDL. I was working late. I missed everything.
Oh, hey, Jim, KJ6KDL, WB6CLZ. Yeah, we ran your question across, and I don't know if you heard that, but the 70-centimeter band is real close to the police and fire, especially the police frequencies. So that's one of the things that's going on there. But yeah, and another gentleman mentioned that all the way up from 420 to 512 megahertz thereafter. So hopefully we can nip this thing in the bud and kind of get it shut down before they actually make any moves on it and auction off our band.
Yeah, that's what I was when I was reading. They're doing some juggling because they pulled part of the D block, which is the old analog television broadcast that was originally slated to be sold, and they want some of that 700 megahertz, so around 780 plus or minus a few. I don't remember the exact numbers. So it looked like they were going to pull some of the 1.7 and 2.2 gigahertz frequencies from I don't know where and sell those. So they weren't saying it directly, but it looked like they were trying to figure out how to replace the D block. I could not figure out why they wanted the 400 to 500 megahertz band. But now my question is, if they're abandoning the 170 megahertz band, are they going to put that up for people to grab? And then my last question, which I think I may email Zach down at the EOC and see what effect it would have if this went through. They just finished retrofitting all their gear in the last 2 years. And they've got 440 2-meter radios. They may have to dump those.
Info.
Go ahead.
Yeah, if by any chance either of you guys or anybody has a copy of the most recent scanner book, if you'll look through that book, most, not all of, but most of the public service frequencies are in the 440 band. Not CHP, not sheriff, but most of the local individual PDs and public service bands are somewhere either close to or within that 440 band. 70 centimeter. But anyway, that's probably what they're looking at, because if they can get all of the public service radios in that band, they don't have to worry about having one jurisdiction have one frequency and one jurisdiction having another. If they can, as far as emergency services go, you can bring your own radio because it's going to be within that band.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. That's what when you're reading through that example they gave was Katrina disaster, where they took that parish down. They had all their radios up, and FEMA came in, ripped out their radios, put in some gear, but then they were told to stand down never activated, and this whole group of responders was without radios because they weren't on the FEMA standard. I guess now they're trying to get it standard. So now my question is, what's happening to the 170 megahertz range you're abandoning?
I have a comment, KJ6BCM.
Oh, go please.
I didn't catch the call. The other fellow there was talking about the public service stuff here, but a majority of public service communications, meaning fire, police, et cetera, are on the analog trunk system, which is covering most of the county of San Bernardino. And they're all based upon about 10 repeaters that it's a Motorola trunk system. It's a Type 2 trunk system that basically they're, you know, they all use a system, and so they're using that same set of repeaters, which are all 860 megahertz or greater. And so I don't know where the simplex comes from, except from the, you know, talk around channels, et cetera. But the public service uses, majority-wise, at least in the mountaintop here, the trunk system, which is 868 and those channels there. So don't know where we got to the 450 range there.
Reply.
Go ahead.
Yeah. No, what I was referring to is being on the 440 system or within that range was locals, not countywide. Countywide and CHP can go statewide or at least countywide, but your local PDs, your local jurisdictions, especially down around LA and Orange County, they all use the same system, and it's all right around 440s, 400s, or, pardon me, 70 centimeters, whatever you want to call it. But yeah, it's very widely used down there because that way everybody, even county, from one county to the next, local jurisdictions, as an example, Long Beach and Seal Beach, they're real close. They can get, they can talk to each other. Long Beach and Los Alamitos, Seal Beach and Los Alamitos, they can all talk to each other within the same frequency range.
Okay, yeah, roger that. Yeah, I copy that. Yeah, no worries there. Yeah, I was just talking about the mountaintop up here where I'm in Big Bear, so I was just talking about what, being a scanner guy for a billion years and all that jazz, pretty much what I hear now is always in the trunk system. I mean, it's pretty much gone to that mode. And the other gentleman out there was talking about the 170 megahertz range, and that's where Forest Service and all that kind of stuff is. But, yeah, they've moved a lot of the old guys up here, the old Big Bear Fire with Desercom up to Comm Center, which is out of Rialto. And they're all based on that trunk system, which is a set of frequencies of about eight of them that pretty much the sheriff, everyone else uses up here. So I can't speak to down the hill for sure because there's so much going on down there, and I've heard about all kinds of digital moves, and et cetera, for scanner listeners, et cetera. So, yeah, it's always I'm out here right now. By the way, guys, ISS flying over ahead right now in Big Bear. So I'll let you get that frequency back there for you. KJ6BCM.
Okay, thanks for the input, KJ6KDL on the other side. I'm such a newbie, I'm trying to figure out what all the frequencies are for, and I bought only into 2-meter. Did not spend the extra for a dual-band 440, 140. So I was curious to find out what was the interest in the 70-centimeter, and it looks like going forward, I'm heading for lower frequencies into HF when I eventually pass that general. So I'm not sure I'm personally interested in the upper freaks, but I was really curious to find out why there was such a big push to grab the assigned frequencies instead of standardize what they got. But maybe on a national realm, it just looks like these frequencies are all over the board, and that may be the best of all the options that these guys thought they could come up with to standardize the public frequencies. But it'll be interesting to see over the next 4 to 10 years what happens to the 170. That would be interesting to see if they move everybody off of that. KJ6KDL.
Jim, KD6LA.
Yes, go please.
Yeah, have you ever heard of the Condor Link?
Negative. I just barely heard of Echo Link and Winds, so I'm learning as I go.
Okay. I'm gonna stick my foot in it. If it's the same one that I'm thinking of, the Condor Link goes north and south throughout the state of California. Goes all the way from, I think, the last I heard, or from what I remember anyway, was down around Palm Springs somewhere, or Indio, and goes all the way up California, all the way into Northern California. And if you belong to the, if you buy into their link, their group, you can talk from down here all the way from repeater to repeater to repeater ad infinitum all the way up into Northern California on this thing. And if I remember correctly, it's in the 440 band.
Comment?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm going to transition in-house so I can use the base station, so I'll be clear for a few.
Hey, Bill. How you doing out there? KJ6BCM.
Hi, BCM. Am I right, or did I step in something again?
No, I think you're totally dead on there. I mean, I've only been a ham a couple of years, but I used to listen to Condor Link, you know, back in the day in Santa Barbara up there, quite a few years ago. And I remember it was growing, and I think it goes much farther east than you said there, Palm Springs. I think it goes way back where. I'm sure somebody else could might tell us that story, but it's a big link, I think. It's definitely 440. So back to you, my friend.
Okay, well, I thought I was right. I used to work for, the city of Long Beach, and I was one of the communicators for emergency services during emergencies, and that was one of the things that we had access to if we needed it, and we rarely ever got on it. From our command station or command central, whatever you want to call it. But during one or two times of civil unrest, we almost did it because we couldn't get out. They went and disabled our local communications, and our ham radios were one of the few or two of the few that could get out. And luckily, we didn't have to get on there. We fixed the problem, but the 440 link, as far as we were concerned, was much preferable to the 2 meter or even the 220, which we were utilizing at the same time. We had all three bands going.
Oh yeah, roger that. KD6LAN, KJ6BCM here. Yeah, I can only imagine. I mean, and that was, I'm assuming, back during the LA riots. I'm assuming that's when we're talking about there.
No, it was after that. More recent, let's say late 80s, early 90s.
Oh, okay, so something prior to the riots. Okay, got you there. Okay, yeah, that works. The Condor Net, I remember listening to, like I said, back in Santa Barbara, so it was back in the 80s, and it was expanding, and I have no idea where it's gotten now. But I've listen to it once in a while, you know, so my scanner, because I don't have a rig to transmit on 440, but yeah, it's certainly a cool thing. I mean, that networking a bunch of repeaters together is really gives you like a, it's almost like cell towers, you know. It's you know, you get coverage along your route and call it good. You know, I mean, it's a good backup plan, we'll say.
Yeah, I agree, and I think that may be what those people are thinking about. It's already in place, and if they could more or less take it over, and you know, they've got something that's already set up for their use. Real quick question, and I'm sorry, but I don't recall what it is, but isn't there something very similar to the Condor link that goes east and west?
Oh, God, you're asking the wrong guy there. I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, I thought Condor went quite a bit east to, you know, Arizona, I thought. But, again, you're asking the wrong guy in that respect in terms of link repeaters. But I know there's a lot of, you know, like I say, back in the 80s, there were a lot of linked nets in the 440 range there. And listen, you're talking to a newbie in the ham radio world here. Been scanning for a billion years, but as a ham radio operator, I'm 2 years into it. So I bet Tom and or Mike, Seals Ed, could probably answer those questions way better than I could.
All right, Mike, come on, step in. Let's hear it. WB6 Seals at KD6LAN.
Gosh, I got one ear listening to you guys and one listening to 40CW here. Come back with the question again. I'll turn this 40CW down.
Okay. We've been talking about the Condor link. My question is I vaguely remember some time ago, way back when, wasn't there also something similar to Condor that went back to the East Coast or back to the Midwest from out here? In other words, went east and west rather than north and south?
Boy, unless you're talking about the wind system. You know, I'm a one-year repeater guy, so, yeah, I'm not the person to talk to. Tom would be the excellent person to talk to. I'm sure he would have a lot of knowledge about that. Now, ask me something about HF, and I might be able to answer the question, CW or sideband or, you know, any of that. But, yeah, not the subject for me. Let's see if Tom's on here. He might have an answer to that. Okay, you guys are on your own. I'm still sitting here listening, but I got one ear in the CW.
This is John with some thoughts.
All right, we get the hint. All right, you know what? I'm going to have to make a couple of phone calls tomorrow. It's too late now. I'll have to make a couple of phone calls to a contact I have down there at down in the flatlands and down by the shore. I can't remember what it is, but I know dadgum well that there used to be something similar linked that went back into the, at least the Midwest, if not back to the East Coast. And I may be wrong. I don't think it was 440, though. I may be wrong. I think it was even on a 220 band, so we'll see. Like I say, I'll make a couple of phone calls tomorrow and see if I can't find out and maybe have it for next time.
Comment.
Go ahead.
KE6GCF. Condor is linked, but it's linked 220. Closest one we got out here, I think, is Oak Mountain, I think. And the one that went from West Coast on down through various places, at least and information is 03. But yeah, Cat, this is one. Wynn was another one, but Wynn is a private, you know, pay-as-you-go type system. It's active. And there's various others. KE60CS, Glenn in Red Mountain.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to jump in real quick. Hope I didn't step on anybody, but yeah, that's the one I was thinking of, was the Cactus system. I've heard that before. And, okay, I was mistaken. I thought the Condor link was 440, but you say it's 220. That sounds about right. Anyway, thank you for the input. I do appreciate it. KD6LAN.
Comment.
Yeah, and I don't remember whether Edison is still up. I don't know if they disbanded that or dropped a few of their repeaters, but Edison, and they were kind of like Condor, too. It was free to everybody. KE6GCF. Sorry about jumping in there.
Go ahead, comment.
Yes, a lot of these systems might have been set up on 2 meters. They got into Los Angeles or Southern California, they jump over to 440 or 220. I know that Condor on Oak Mountain was 220, and I'm not sure if that node is still up or not. I haven't heard it in a while. And Condor would go up Interstate 15 up into Utah quite a ways. The Cactus net into Texas, that kind of followed an earlier net, which actually used a wormhole, kind of like Echolink, who used a company telephone lines to link between Los Angeles and Central Texas. And there's another net, 440 CalNet, which runs basically from this area all the way up into the Sacramento area. That's a paid system. This is K6ALL.
ALL, that's the one I was thinking of, the one that goes up through California, all the way up up California, and you say that was definitely 440?
That was definitely 440, and they had a node on Onyx Peak, but I believe that one's gone.
Okay, that's the one that we used to use out of our Long Beach EOC that talked directly into Sacramento then, and we had, I don't know how they did it. I wasn't privy to that information, but we had a way of accessing it, and actually somehow, some form, not necessarily locking it down, but basically that's what we did in case of an emergency. We could access that system and have it to where we could talk directly to Sacramento and the state capital up there, and not have anybody interfere with us. KD6LAN.
Okay. They do have a node on Santiago Peak and another one on Contractor Peak in North San Fernando Valley. You can get either one of those from Long Beach, and that's still up and very active. K6ALL.
2 meter repeaters, such as turning things on and off for certain periods of time, as you may wonder. I imagine they do it directly over the frequency, but they use the 440 for control, you know, command and control for repeaters. K6GTF.
Yeah, I guess I'm gonna act as net control here for a minute. The last fella in there, I'm sorry I didn't catch your call sign, but you kind of doubled with another person. Could you come back and start from the beginning, please?
Sorry about that. No, I was saying many of the 440 frequencies were used for command and control of local repeaters, even, you know, whether they were on 2 meter or 220 or whatever, they'd use the 440 frequencies to control repeaters, send touchstone codes and stuff like that to bring them up, shut them off, and
red now.
Okay, Glenn, thank you. I do appreciate that. And I definitely ought to remember that call, because I had a very good friend when I first moved up here to Big Bear. His call sign suffix was GCF. And anyway, okay, get on. Let me get off of that. Yeah, that is very scary. That's something else we may want to think of too. That you know, if they take over the 440 band, they basically can control all of our local repeaters, our communications here locally. So. It sounds kind of scary to me. I don't know about anybody else.
Don't forget your ATV. Most of that equipment's also on 440.
Okay. Well, I don't want to tie up the frequency, so I'm going to back out for a while. And, all you guys out there that kind of put me straight, put me in my place, I do appreciate it. Even though some of what I thought I had was correct, I do appreciate setting me straight on some of the other stuff. It's been a while since I've been in it, and hopefully I'll never have to go back to it again. Anyway, not in a professional way anyway. All right, 73rds, guys. Good night. KD6LAN to the group. We're QRT.
One final comment. Any police department thinks they're going to be using our stuff, that ain't going to work. Because half of it is not type accepted. Okay? Half the repeaters out there are old junk police department stuff to begin with. And, you know, they can't just take over and use AM gear as commercial gear, not without a special waiver from the FCC. And I don't think that would happen anyway.
Well, I'm going to get back in here and start an argument. You're forgetting one thing, and especially with our beloved president, I say with tongue in cheek, in office, and some of the legislation that he's shoved down our throats. You got one thing to remember: Homeland Security, and that's. Seems to be the fallback that everybody shoves down our throat now. And all they have to do is say it's related to national security, and you got nothing to say about it, my friend. Believe me, been there, done that, and I know what they can do. You don't want to know what they can do. So, anyway, I'll back out again. 86, Elliot.
Yeah, I agree with you. But, they'll step on a few toes. They can't get it through. There's too many people that are in this game. I mean, talking about hams. There's many more of us than there are of them. And they got the legislature, but they're going to be hanging by a thread.
KE6GC. Thanks for all the responses, guys. KJ6KDL, I'm just a total sponge on this. 100% learning curve. Thanks again, I'm clear.
Okay, KE6GC is QR.